This is Skip Allen, and here is my view from the pilot house for July 2024. Be a Pelican, not a Pelican. Many of the U.S. builders included in our Made in America issue are just that. They have a can-do attitude, starting with an idea or a way to improve the status quo. It was the belief in themselves that gave them the strength to create, test, revise, and test again until they reached their goal. To make a product that was new, exciting, had never been done, and of which they were proud. It's the basis of a strong economy, and one that has made the recreational boating industry such a success. There are hundreds of builders and manufacturers that produce vessels here in the U.S., from the simple canoe to the go-fast boats my dad used to race across to the Bahamas, to the yachts that can cruise the Great Loop and beyond. We are blessed with a country mostly surrounded by water that includes thousands of square miles of navigable lakes and rivers. Boating is a $230 billion annual economic impact that supports businesses and jobs, and it's reported that 93% of U.S. boat manufacturers are small businesses. Through the years, some have struggled, some have been bought by larger companies, but most are doing just fine, improving on what the family started. We don't have the room to include all the U.S. manufacturers in these pages, but with 42 builders, it's a good representation of those focusing on the powerboat market. Starting on page 50, these builders manufacture their boats entirely in the United States. As for all the companies that build their boats overseas, we're going to do a similar themed issue in September. We'll feature builders with manufacturing facilities outside the United States, including the European, Asian, and Australasia regions. Boating is a global pastime, with many overseas brands selling their models here in the U.S. That's a key advantage to a boat owner. You have choices when finding the model and the features perfect for you. The July issue has always had a Made in America feel, in part because the products in the stem to stern column are all made in the U.S., and we've always included an American flag on the cover. We expand that theme this month to the rest of our columns and stories, including the products mentioned in the technical columns. Our destination feature about the Great Loop's New York stretch, starting on page 76, does the same as many boaters pass by one of the largest symbols of freedom, the Statue of Liberty. July also means summer is in full swing. The snow up north has melted away, school is out, and boating activities are front and center. It's already hot in many areas, so hanging out on the water is a must. If you haven't already, prepping the boat for the season is incredibly important. Quincy Price of Oasis Marinas gives us all a summer boating prep rundown of what to check before putting your boat in the water and taking the family out for summer fun. His safety advice on page 82 is key to start the summer off right. Summer is also the time all of us along the Gulf Coast, Florida, and the Eastern Seaboard prepare for the inevitable hurricane. I suspect we'll have an active season based on the NOAA predictions. So take heed and don't wait until the last minute. This month has represented our independence from Great Britain since the first organized celebration in 1777, and we are proud to have been part of the festivities for the last 52 years as one of the small family businesses that are made in America.